We want to say good morning and welcome to the Morning Buzz, a gentleman who played for the New York Giants, retired after the 2006 season, a correspondent for the Today Show, analyst for NBC's Football Night in America, and a gentleman with a brand new book out for people who want to get in shape. And Lord knows I could use some help with that. Tiki Barber's Pure Hard Workout is the name of the book. We say good morning to NFL great and television personality Tiki Barber. How you doing, Tiki?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you very much for joining us. A big fan of yours over your career. Even though, Tiki, I was a Cowboys fan.
Oh man, you're like the third or fourth guy this morning who's been a Cowboys fan. None of them from Texas. I don't understand this Cowboys obsession.
I grew up a Cowboys fan. My dad was a Redskins fan.
Ah, so you did it despite dad.
It may have been a latent reason. Yeah, exactly. you know what? And what's funny is the fact that right now, the best team in football may be the New York Giants.
Yeah, no, I think they are. I mean, they had the one humbling loss to the Cleveland Browns, but other than that, they've played great football. Even when they haven't played great, they found ways to win. I think, in fact, they've lost a turnover battle two or three times this year and have still won those games. And other than the Tennessee Titans, who are playing great football as well, the New York Giants might be the best team in football.
Even though there is no gambling in the state of South Carolina, Tiki, if I was to ask you to bet on who was going to be in the Super Bowl, would you take the Titans and Giants right now?
I would have to right now, mainly because neither one of them have shown a deficiency or a weakness that people can attack. Yes, they don't play great and perfect football, but they haven't been exploited in ways that have shown a vulnerability. So right now, and until they show that, you got to go with the Titans because they have a great running game. They have a great defense. And the New York Giants, for the exact same reason, they have a great running game and have a great defense.
But, you know, there is a cottage industry nowadays on the soap opera and melodrama that is the Dallas Cowboys. Tony Romo, Jessica Simpson, T.O., and then Pac-Man Jones, who was reinstated but won't be playing until after Thanksgiving. Does he deserve another chance in the NFL?
I think in this latest incident, he does. And it's a new team and a new situation for him coming to Dallas. So I don't think the players have really become exasperated with him like they did in Tennessee, where they just wanted him out. I think he deserves a chance here, mainly because this latest incident was it's hard for me to say that he was at fault when you're a 26 or 7-year-old man, you're trying to get your life in order. And here you have some bodyguard following you around 24 hours a day. Literally, you have no freedom to do anything. I can understand why it would come to a head. And I think ultimately that's why Richard Goodell, with those circumstances, understood, reinstated him back into the NFL and is giving him another chance.
However, this is why I'm talking about this
because I think that this circumstance was extraordinary. I don't think that it would happen given if the bodyguard wasn't there all the time. Can you imagine being followed around 24 hours a day with someone looking over your shoulder, questioning and talking to you about every single thing that you did? I would get frustrated with that as well, and
Tiki,
I'm a good guy.
I can't imagine that. I'm married.
Exactly. So say your wife was sitting right next to you while you're doing your radio show. But I do think if something else happens, he should be suspended indefinitely. If his behavior isn't adjusted because of this, he should be suspended indefinitely and not be let back in the NFL.
All right, I got to get your take on something that happened last weekend. We had the first tie in the NFL in 6 years, and then Donovan McNabb for the Philadelphia Eagles comes out and admits he didn't know that the game could end in a tie. He didn't know what the rules were. Now, to me personally, I think that is as idiotic a thing to say.
It's regrettable.
But I mean, once again, if you're in tennis, if you're in golf, if you're in baseball, you've got to know the rules of the game, and there wasn't that sense of urgency from the Eagles in that game in overtime. That, to me, is a cardinal no-no for McNabb or any player who didn't know the rules.
I completely agree, because especially when you're playing a team like the Cincinnati Bengals, who clearly were playing for the tie. They weren't trying to win that game, especially you look at the evidence. It's 3rd and 5 on the 50, and they run the ball, not even trying to get the first down and get in field goal range. So you know what you were going against, and you knew that this was his last possession, or at least as an observer, you knew that this was his last possession. And you're right, he didn't have that urgency to go for it. To try with his legs or whatever it may have been to get that first down and keep that drive alive. And ultimately, they ended up in a tie. And in fact, it's worse than a loss because right now at 5-4-1, they're at the bottom of the NFC East. And with the NFC South playing so strong, they virtually have no chance to get into the playoffs. And you have to question his thoughts in that last drive if he didn't think that that was his last possession.
We're talking with former NFL great and Today Show correspondent and NBC Football Night in America analyst Tiki Barber. And Tiki, I got how was Beijing? It looked like that was a great
Beijing
experience.
Beijing was fun. You know, it's interesting to be in a country where there's a billion more people. I mean, you think about that word, a billion more individuals, and that's just documented individuals than there in the United States, and how different that culture was, but how extravagant the proceedings and the venues were. It was fun. You know, me and Rondé, when we were little kids, we wanted to be track athletes. He was a great hurdler. I was a great long jumper, and we decided in college to focus on football instead. But so it was always a dream for me to go to an Olympics, but then to go in this country, which is so strong athletically. You know, we don't know if it's all, you know, legal with the gymnasts, etc., but they have such a strong culture of athletics in the environment that it was presented in. It was a great experience for me.
It really looked like you were enjoying yourself, and the Beijing Summer Olympics were pretty historic. Hey, what's the deal with Jenna Wolf, man?
She's a trip, man. You know, she's fun to work with because you don't know what's going to come out of her mouth. She's real. She doesn't, you know, pander to, you know, how it's supposed to be on television. I'm going to read this way. She just says what's on her mind.
Well, I ask you.
I remember one day she came and she just had a hat on. She's like, you know, I'm wearing a hat today. I don't want to deal with my hair. And that's so real.
Well, I ask you because, you know, we have from Charleston, Amy Roebuck.
Yeah,
she was
absolutely
here in Charleston for many years, and we're big fans of hers, and we're kind of showing a little favoritism towards Amy Roebuck, and you have the wonderful pleasure of working with her as well. Just what is it? The transition to the Today Show. I mean, it's the Today Show. You are so smooth on television. And by the way, and I say this completely, you know, confident in my sexuality. You're a good looking guy.
Oh,
I mean, you're
I
just smooth
that.
And good looking, and you get to work with Amy Roebuck. Life is good, Tiki, right?
I tell you, Amy's beautiful. And I remember the first time I saw her on air, I was like, wow, who is that? And she was at MSNBC for a long time, and now she started to inch her way over to the Today Show. And she is a great talent. I tell you, she's a great girl. And a nice lady, so it's fun to work with her, Jenna, as well. But my transition was fairly easy because I'd been doing it for so long, working in local television and in radio for about 9 years before I actually retired. So that when I made the switch and decided to retire and get into television, it kind of was seamless. It was easy. And people think that, you know, anybody can do that. You really can't. You really have to get the background and understand that it is a job. It's not just showing up. It's a job.
And now you're transitioning to author as well. You have a step-by-step instructional guide to achieving optimal physical performance through precise, hardcore strength training. A lot of people will go into the holidays and say, I'm making a resolution to get in shape. Tiki Barber's Pure Hard Workout. Tell us about it.
Well, it's about working out hard and building full muscle. But one of the things we wanted to focus on for those who aren't trying to become, you know, bodybuilders or build this enormous functional strength like I needed to play in the NFL. But so we give them detailed instructions on how to do exercises correctly. And then once you master that, you can take it to wherever you want. You can start working towards, you know, squatting 700 pounds or just squatting 250 pounds, whatever you're comfortable with. But more importantly, getting a consistent effort and a focus towards getting stronger and building the strength that you need to in your life.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you packed on 20 pounds of muscle and became one of the strongest players in the NFL. And I enjoyed watching the Cowboys tackle you when they could. When
they
could.
Every now and then.
Hey, do us a favor and please tell Amy Roebuck that Richard Todd and everybody down here in Charleston says hello. She does a great job. And Tiki, so do you. It's really an honor to talk to you about it.
I appreciate it, Richard. I'll definitely do that.
And I didn't ask you one question about whether you miss being on the Giants. I'm not even going to bring that up. But Tiki, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Be good, guys.
You bet. Take care. There goes Tiki Barber, really an NFL great. I think he goes in the Hall of Fame. He's one of those people right on the cusp of whether he goes in to the NFL Hall of Fame. And I was going to ask him, but the reason why I didn't, he gets this. I know he gets this all the time. He left the New York Giants. Then they win the Super Bowl. Now they're the best team probably in the NFL. You kind of wonder, does he think like, man, I should have stuck around. I'd have a Super Bowl ring right now. Because they never won a Super Bowl with him on the team. He leaves, they win. I didn't want to ask him that. I'm just hoping he says hello to Amy Roebuck for me.
He might remember. We'll see.
I think he will. I think next time he sees Amy.
He seems like a nice guy.
No, Tiki Barber is a smooth operator. He is a professional broadcaster. He's a good-looking dude, and he's obviously in great shape. Tiki Barber's Pure Hard Workout, that step-by-step instructional guide to achieving optimal physical performance through precise, hardcore strength training. And the guy, I mean, he's I want to say he may be 6 feet tall. And he was one of the strongest players in the NFL. I mean, he was very, you can tell how nice a guy he is.
Sure, seems very genuine.
And it's why he got on the Today Show. because he just had that ability to be a nice guy who is with a smooth delivery. He does a great job on NBC's Football Night in America on Sunday night. So a real pleasure to talk with Tiki Barber here on the Morning Buzz. I thought that'd be a lot of fun to do as we head into the weekend before Thanksgiving.